Well, good morning, church. All right, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you that we have songs to sing here this morning. And Father, we're going to lift up our voices. We're going to sing out praises. We're going to give you everything that we have here this morning. Father, we just thank you for an awesome time of worship now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sing, wonderful word of the King, Jesus. Jesus is coming again. Forest and flower exclaim, mountain and meadow the same. All earth and heaven proclaim, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Baby morning, baby noon, baby evening and baby soon. Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again, standing before Him at last. Trial and trouble all pass, crowns at His feet we will cast. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening and maybe soon. Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again.
The Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth.
What a joy divine, leading on.
Have you found that to be true?
Yes.
Go and share that with each other this morning then. That was written by a man that knew what it meant to be humble. That was written by Peter. Find that in 1 Peter.
Praise be to God for His unspeakable gift. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is God that girdeth us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet. He sitteth us upon our high places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By thee, O Lord, we have run through a troop. By my God, have I leaped over a wall. Hallelujah. Have I leaped over a wall in the name of Jesus. And God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. But he that sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So every person, as they purpose in their heart, let them give. Not grudgingly, not of a necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. And remember, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Lord, we thank you for being a provider. And out of what you have given us, we want to give today to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. Hallelujah. 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 Today we want to rejoice in the Lord. We want to rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Let our moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in all ways, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your request, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask you today to have it your way. Let the Holy Spirit have freedom to move in this sanctuary, we pray. Let each and every person be touched today. Let no one leave the same as they came. We pray for the anointing upon the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, and let the word come out with power, we pray, Lord, and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, O Lord, that you anoint everyone that gives a testimony today. And we thank you that your name will be glorified in this ministry. And Lord, we're going to give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Good morning again. I already see an arm going up in the back. Isaac is preparing for testimonies. He has no idea what testimonies are, but he sees other people raise their hands, and so he says, I want to raise my hand also. So, who has a testimony this morning? Monica?
Well, I just want to brag about God, what He did the other day for me. I was had an appointment to get a laser treatment on my eyes because of diabetes had caused bleeding blood vessels, and so I had already had a dye injected, and so they took a lot of pictures on my eyes. And when I came there last Thursday, the doctor wasn't at all sure what he was going to do, if anything. So he took, they dilated my eyes so that they were fully open so he could see in there. And he decided from what he saw that there was no need to do anything. So I praise God for that. And I had already asked God to guide the doctor, guide his hands, guide him all together in what he was going to do or say. So I praise God for that.
Okay. Anybody else have a testimony? Well, when you walk up here and you say, hi, my name is, you're testifying to the power of God. That's what I'm going to say today. Hi, my name is. And when I say that, what I'm thinking about is Lazarus. Because in the Bible, Jesus allowed him to die. He said, Lazarus is sleeping, but I need to go and wake him up. And he was a personal friend. He and Martha and Mary, they were personal friends of Jesus. And you think about, Lazarus would have probably faced some type of persecution later on in his life. And what was he going to tell them? What are you going to do? Kill me? Yeah, already been there, done that. I've been in the grave. I've been raised up. As the Bible says, he's been in the grave 3 days and he stinketh. Okay? He says, my body was decomposing. God brought me back. I am here. I'm testifying to the power of God. So when I say, hi, my name is, that's what I'm thinking of in my mind. All right. Well, if there are no more testimonies, we're going to go to prayer time. Oh, we have one right here. What's your name? Rosie, come on up.
I wasn't going to share this, but I felt impressed to share it. I live in Fremont, and I drive through the Niles Canyon to Blazing Fire Church on Saturday night. I was driving home Saturday night, and it was a joyful service, and I felt like something was going to happen, but I didn't know what it was. And as I was going through the canyon, I saw a deer, and I tried to stop, and I couldn't stop, and my car swerved to the right, and it almost went off the side road into a ditch, and I actually hit the deer behind it, which I didn't know there was another deer there, and I just felt so bad about it. And I was talking to a friend on the phone, and he said, Rosie, you don't realize God just spared your life, because a lot of people don't live through things like that. And so there was damage to my car, and most of the damage has been repaired this week. And it's like you were saying, the Lord gives us back our life for His purposes and for His glory. And another friend called me the next day, and they said a police officer was riding through the Castro Valley, and he hit a deer, and he died. And again, the Lord was saying to me, I spared your life.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Are we rejoicing today? How do you like my paint job? We painted the chairs. You like it? If you don't like the color, too bad. We buy you some glasses. You see them pink. But praise God, this is time for prayer. And we got a number of things here to pray for today. And to those of you that are new in the church, this is an old-fashioned Pentecostal church. And we do take time for testimony. We have prayer time. And if the Holy Spirit shows up, we simply tell Him that the time is yours. We don't run it on a schedule, a tight schedule. And this is a request here from the Internet from Oregon. I have the 5 Harvard Pittman books now and enjoy reading all of them. Very useful information to have. Now I have the 6th book that you sent me, the Kabbalah, and I'm now reading it halfway. Anyway, I need a prayer for my chronic neck pain. I understand from reading the curse of the Lord that demons are actually responsible for physical ailments. That is so depressing to know that. So I need a prayer for me to get well and recover from it. I've been having chronic neck pain for 20 years, and now I deal with eye pain. Thank you. And this is from Wendy Cunningham in Oregon. So you're going to pray for her. Pray for Gina Williams in West Virginia. She only has $5.28. Can't go anywhere. No gas money. She's waiting for unemployment check and food stamp. Pray for her faith to grow. Now, the price of oil fell dramatically last week and dropped $7.63 per barrel. Ended up at $83.23 per barrel. That's a drop of $20 in a few weeks. The price of gasoline in the United States fell to around $3.60 per gallon, except in California, where the oil company kept the price above $4 a gallon. It is obvious that prayer makes a difference in the world despite what some people think. People may contribute the price fall to different factors. There's no doubt in my mind that God is at work behind the scenes. So let's keep on praying that the price keep going lower, that the power of the oil company over California should be broken quickly. Pray that God will move upon someone to help us out on Sunday mornings in a control booth with our webcasting. Today we're running a skeleton crew of 2 people, and it really takes 3, should be 4. We need someone that can be trained and be a standby, since we have no backup when someone on a regular crew gets sick or cannot come to church. And so if you are here in the church, if you got 10 fingers, if you can see and you can hear, we will train you. And you don't need to have a master's degree in engineering to run back there. So if you're here, you come on Sundays, talk to me or to Charles. We'd like to have someone to fill in and help us out. Brother Samuel and Sister Shirley Henry from San Francisco Bay Area are asking for prayer that God will give them more faith for the finances, that God will bless them financially. It's an elderly couple. I'm going to pray for them. Now, Bob Cadle is on the sick list this morning. He's been up most of the night due to a nosebleed. You can't hit him that hard, Diane. You got to put gloves on, okay? That will not stop. Let us pray that God will give Bob a miracle and stop the bleeding, and most of all, strengthen the blood vessels so there will be no more bleeding. He needs an inside job on his nose. Monica Terrell is battling diabetes. She was up here already. Was scheduled laser surgery last week. When the doctor examined her before the laser treatment, he decided she didn't need the treatment at this time. This is a great miracle. Let's continue to pray that Monica be healed from diabetes and that her eyes be restored 100%. Lastly, let us praise the Lord for standing with us financially in the month of May. We were able to pay rent, mortgage payments, salaries, and bills during the month of May. Let us also greatly praise the Lord for our new chairs in the sanctuary. Those of you that are new here today, for the first time, you think we had these chairs a long time. No, they just came in this week. And God moved upon a person in February to pay the cost of the new chairs. It took 3 months to get them here. And let us pray today that God will greatly bless the person that donated the money for this project. Our old chairs were given to the rescue mission in Marysville, California. And so Terrence and I had the joy of delivering them. And there's a man at the rescue mission in Marysville, had been saved, going through Bible studies and so on. He's called to be a pastor. And so the mission is branching into Yuba City, and they got a little building, and they had no chairs. So they went to God in prayer and said, Lord, we need chairs. And thanks to Thomas Burns, who knew the superintendent of the mission there, he made a contact. When I called the pastor at this rescue mission, he said, how many chairs do you have? I said, we have 100. 100! So we delivered them, and we went in and looked at that little place there, and sure enough, they had all the stuff on the platform and so on, but no chairs. So our chairs filled that place right now. So there have been, someone is worshiping there today and sitting on our old chairs. So praise God for that. Prayer warriors, come on up. I'm going to pray for these different things then.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your ear listening to our requests. And we thank you that we can come boldly to obtain mercy. And right now I pray for this lady named Wendy Cunningham, who is hearing impaired. And she uses sign language to communicate, but she can use the email. So praise the Lord. I emailed her. So it's nice to be able to communicate that way if we can't, because I don't know how to read sign language. Anyway, she needs prayer for a chronic neck pain, and she realizes that that might be some kind of curse, and she is depressed about that thought. But she's had this chronic neck pain for about 20 years, and now she's dealing with eye pain also. So we pray your healing touch would come upon Wendy, not only for her back and her neck, but for her eye also, and for her hearing. Lord, for her whole body, we just pray a healing for Wendy in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you love her dearly, Father, and that you have this for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you hear our prayers. And Lord, you move upon your people, Lord God, to have compassion, Lord. And we thank you for this one that you've moved upon, Lord, to bring us these chairs, Lord, as Lord, they were so needed. Lord, we thank you for a blessing upon that person, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, as you moved upon that person, Lord God, you move upon others, Lord God, that they will see that the need that people have, your people have. We thank you, Lord God, that you do hear us, Lord, and you do answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just lift up Samuel and Shirley Henry. And God, I just lift them up to you right now, Lord. I pray for their finances, Lord. I know, God, from experience that you hear our prayers, Lord. And I know from experience, Lord, that when I didn't know how each day was going to be, Lord, that you provided. And Lord, I pray that you just show them, Lord, that they just have to ask. Get on your knees, Lord, and ask for your blessings in their life, Lord. I know that you will hear their prayer. I pray, Lord, for abundance in their life, Lord, financially and spiritually, Lord. God, you are our provider. And I just ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Bob Cadle to you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you touch his body, Father God. He loves you and he is humble in your sight, Father God, and he loves your people tremendously, Father God. We just pray that you would send him the healing, Father God. He has worked so hard to try and help people in the church, Father God, and give them knowledge of how to be good to their bodies, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, he has been good to his body. And Father God, you can strengthen him, Heavenly Father. You can heal these blood vessels and make them stronger where he doesn't have to bleed and he doesn't have to be in pain, Father God. And we praise you that you are going to deliver him from that and that you're going to heal him, Father God. He is humble in your sight and he is humble before your throne, Father God. We pray a healing upon him, Father God. He loves you and he adores you, Father God. And we know that in time, he will be healed, Father God. That he will be healed today, Heavenly Father. That the bleeding is going to stop. That his blood vessels are going to be stronger. That he's going to be able to run through a troop, Father God. We praise you and we thank you for the healing of Bob Cadle, Father God. Our friend and our brother in Christ, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you, Jenna Williams, to you. And I thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are her provider. And I pray, O Lord, that she will receive. She will realize that you are her source. And you will never leave her nor forsake her. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need there, Lord. Meeting every need. And thank you, Father. And we pray, O Lord, Gina, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in all your ways with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Let this be like a test. And let we pray, O Lord, that she's going to pass the test. Amen. She's going to come out victorious. And we're going to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in that woman's life. And let her faith grow, we pray, more and more. And we bless you, Lord, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that all the needs will be met. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen.
Father God, I get to pray for the oil today. I can't pray like the men do. But we thank you for the price falling down and the people that don't have transportation because they don't have the money for gas. We pray they've accepted Jesus and ask him to give them transportation because he will. Everything that they need. If they need food, he'll give them food. So we thank you and praise you for that. And Father God, we know that these oil mongers that are playing the games with the money are being controlled by the higher people above them that want America brought down to the ground. And this is a way of breaking the people. And the American people are not going to break down. They're going to call on God, and you're going to do something about it in your perfect timing. And it brings us closer to you as we go through the tribulations, Father. And we thank you and praise you for keeping those prices coming down. And in your perfect timing, you say in your word that the aisles, you shall raise the aisles up again. And America is part of the aisles. We have that to look forward to in your perfect name, in your perfect timing. In Jesus' name.
Father, you know of the needs that we have when it comes to the different church positions. It's not any surprise to you. And so, Father God, we know that you're also making provision for us, even though we have yet to experience it or see it. And so, Father, we have not, and we're asking for help, that we need help when it comes to different positions, just here in the church, just with the sound booth and helping out. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just provide for that, that you have somebody or some people set aside for that, that can do that. And so, Father, we just, now we sit back and we just wait for you to provide for us. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for your blessings, for your care, for your guidance, for your presence in our lives all the time. And Father, I just want to lift up Monica Terrell to you because she has been diagnosed with diabetes and her eyes and eyesight that's failing. And Father, we just ask you right now to turn that around. Take away the diabetes totally, Lord God. She is eating healthy and she's doing what she can to keep herself healthy. And Father God, we ask you to move with your Holy Spirit and just totally heal that body, heal her body. Take away the diabetes, balance her all her blood and all of her organs in perfect balance, Lord God, to work perfectly. And let it be a sign that for her that you are with her and that you haven't forgotten her, that you love her. And Father, she knows that and she serves you so willingly and so happily. But Father God, she needs to be cured of this thing. It's interfering with her life, interfering with her service to you. So Father, we know that you want her well, and we want her well, and we know that you will do it. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now. We prayed for Jan Pettersson in Sweden. And we thank you, Father God, that he got a job right now for a few months. And we pray a blessing upon him, Father God, that that will be either permanent or you will give him something else, that he will not be unemployed anymore. And we thank you right now, Father God, that all these prayers spoken here now are on the altar in heaven. The smoke is going up. And in due time, they will be answered. And I thank and I praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
You know, Janice and I just got back from Hawaii a few weeks ago, and I talked about it in the last sermon, but one thing I didn't talk about was my not liking to fly very well. I don't like being off the ground more than 2 feet. I always thought that getting in an airplane was tempting God, and Jesus said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." We always hold hands and pray before that airplane takes off. And I remember we were coming from the little island over back to the main island, and I just put my life and Janice's life and the people's in the plane. I put them in God's hands. And you know, in the book of Job, it says, "In God's hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind." You know, and I totally trust him with everything. And I've learned to do that. That was what I talked about last time, a relationship with him. And when we got to the main island, the plane started to come in, and I looked at Janice and said, "This doesn't sound right. There's something wrong here. This plane isn't coming in smoothly." And we got down, and it started to shake a little bit, and it started to come down. And all of a sudden, he went to hit the ground, and he hit the engines again, and the plane took off again. I says, "I knew there was something wrong here." But all the time that plane was coming down there, I just said, "Now, wait a minute, Lord. I put this plane in your hands. I put me and my wife and these people in your hands, you know." And as the plane went up again, I got a real peace about it. And he flew around for a while, and he didn't come on and explain what happened, but he came down, and he landed smoothly the second time. And then when he came on and told us a story, I'm not sure I believed him or not, but I know that God had that plane in his hands. And this song was about after my first CD, some people in Arizona got my CD, and right shortly after that, they sent me this email, and it was entitled "The Lost Beautiful." It says a beautiful song, a song in the lost archives of the gospel tapes of Elvis Presley, and I listened to it and I thought it was a beautiful song, and then just recently my daughter emailed me, not knowing this had been sent to me, and said, "Hey, I want you to listen to this song. It's a beautiful song that Elvis sang that nobody ever really recorded or anything like that, but they found it." And it was when his gospel track. So I said, "Well, wait, that's twice now I've been told." So I took the song in the back and sat down with my guitar and I figured it out. And I thought I'd share that with you because that's a very beautiful song. And it's called "One Pair of Hands." Sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands formed the valley, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. These hands are so strong, and when life goes wrong, put your faith in those one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And
thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. These hands were nailed to the tree. These hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands healed the sick. One pair of hands raised the dead. One pair of hands calmed the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. These hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith in it, one pair of hands. So when life goes wrong, it's gone, it's gone. Put your faith in that one pair of hands.